The Supersonic Project, The Early Evolutionary Path of SIGOs, by William Lake et al. Supersonically induced gas objects, SIGOs, are a class of early universe objects that have gained attention as a potential formation route for globular clusters. SIGOs have only recently begun to be studied in the context of molecular hydrogen cooling, which is key to characterizing their structure and evolution. Studying the population-level properties of SIGOs with molecular cooling is important for understanding their potential for collapse and star formation, and central for addressing whether SIGOs can survive to the present epoch. Here, we investigate the evolution of SIGOs before they form stars, using a combination of numerical and analytical analysis. For example, we study various timescales important to the evolution of SIGOs at a population level in the presence of molecular cooling. Revising the previous formulation for the critical density of collapse for SIGOs allows us to show that their proliferativeness tends to act as an inhibiting factor to collapse. We find that simulated SIGOs are limited by artificial two-body relaxation effects that tend to disperse them, an effect of their limited resolution. We expect that SIGOs in nature will be longer lived compared to our simulations. Further, the fallback timescale on which SIGOs fall into nearby dark matter halos, potentially producing a globular cluster-like system, is frequently longer than their cooling timescale and the collapse timescale on which they shrink through gravity. Therefore, some SIGOs have time to cool and collapse outside of halos despite initially failing to exceed the critical density, even without considering metal line cooling. From this analysis, we conclude that SIGOs should form stars outside of halos in non-negligible stream velocity patches in the universe. This was The Supersonic Project, The Early Evolutionary Path of SIGOs, by William Lake et al.